Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and here's my commentary brought to you by GunCorp. I've watched several of the Mythbusters episodes where they're talking about gas mileage and things that you can do to either improve or kill good gas mileage. Dimpling a car like a golf ball works. Running with your air conditioner on full blast or the windows down doesn't really affect it at all. Well, here's a definitive look from Yahoo Autos on what does and does not work for your gas mileage. You do not need a small car for gas mileage. New technologies are making midsize cars more efficient, and this year about half of the top 10 most fuel-efficient cars are midsize or larger. This doesn't include electrics or hybrids, though. Manual transmission is not better for fuel economy. Automatic transmissions have improved a ton over the years, and these days they do just as well or better than standard transmission vehicles on the same car. This is one I'm guilty of. It takes more fuel to start a car than it does to let it idle. Fuel injection means modern car engines start much more efficiently than they used to. Manufacturers recommend that you shut your engine off whenever you stop, except when you're in traffic. How about the warm-up time before your car starts? Engines are different now. You shouldn't push your car too hard until it's warmed up, but it doesn't hurt the engine to drive off right away. Plus, driving is the best way to get it warm. Fuel economy gets worse as your car gets older. Not if you take care of it. A well-maintained car will keep getting the same gas mileage up to 15 years and beyond. Air filters don't necessarily help your gas mileage. Newer cars have computers that automatically adjust the fuel-air ratio, so a dirty air filter doesn't decrease your mileage, although it hurts your engine's performance in other ways. The aftermarket stuff you can put in your tank? Studies show that doesn't really make a difference at all, and they could actually hurt your engine. Spending the extra money for premium fuel? Save your money. Unless the car is specifically designed for it. There also might be special conditions where it would make a difference, like if you're towing something. But the owner's manual will tell you all about that. The EPA fuel stickers that you see like on the car when you buy them are guaranteed mileages. Well, actually, they're really not. They're just estimates. Lots of other factors can actually affect your mileage, including your driving style, the roads, and the conditions that you're driving in. For what it's worth, I hope that helped. That's my commentary, brought to you by GunCorp. Check it out for yourself online at gun-corp.com. They're one of the most reliable places in town to find .22 ammunition, and they're adding new stuff all the time. So check it out for yourself. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.